And this is CPR News. I'm Natalia Navarro. The state will stop providing additional funds to thousands of unemployed people later this month, CPR's Haley Sanchez reports.
The funds came from a federal program for people who are economically affected by the pandemic but have already exhausted regular and federal emergency benefits. Colorado's Department of Labor and Employment says the last payable week of the state's extended benefits is November 28th. The program provided relief to more than 16,000 people. The state says it has to stop giving the funds because of a drop in how many people are receiving unemployment. The state fell below the threshold to receive benefits. If that changes, the state will have to wait at least 13 weeks before it can offer benefits again. The department says it will notify the people affected and see if they're able to qualify for other aid. I'm Haley Sanchez, CPR News.
A Colorado Engelmann spruce tree arrived at the west lawn of the U.S. Capitol today. It will serve as this year's Capitol Christmas tree, and CPR's Caitlin Kim was there for the welcoming.
The tree stands 55 feet tall. It came with a Capitol Police escort and Santa Claus, who swapped out his red hat for a hard hat. Brett Blanton, the architect of the Capitol, says he was honored to accept the tree on behalf of Congress.
We truly appreciate the efforts to help bring the holiday spirit to the United States and to Washington, D.C.
This is the 50th time the U.S. Forest Service has donated a Christmas tree to Congress. It will be decorated with ornaments made by Coloradans and then lit in a ceremony on December 2nd. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A decade ago, Boulder went up against Xcel Energy to try to take over the company's power lines and poles. The city wanted control of the source of its power so it could move to more renewable energy quicker.
There really wasn't much of a track record for this, and certainly not in Colorado. And so the effort to municipalize in part was handicapped by the fact that no one had done this for a very, very long time. There was no roadmap.
But Boulder voters have decided to give Xcel another shot. That story is coming up in about 10 minutes here on All Things Considered. The low tonight in Denver is 30 degrees. Grand Junction's low is 40. This is CPR News.